on 107.3 FM. We also have our affiliates in Alexandria, Louisiana, as well as down in New Orleans. And if you're not able to catch us on Radio Live, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel as well as follow us on Facebook. It's the Jaguar Journal.
Outspoken, informative,
the Jaguar Journal.
Your source for the latest information on Southern University sports and SWAC athletics.
A Baton Rouge sports talk tradition.
All right, bright and early on a Saturday morning, it is the Jaguar Journal. I am Perry White, glad to have you guys with me this morning. Got my man Mike behind the board, my man CJ Guidry somewhere out there in the world, and you guys that are listening, Happy New Year, right? Yeah, we are in a new year. What they say, new year, new me. I'm going to tell you something, and I'm going to say this out loud. I was a little disappointed this year and the New Year's celebration here in Baton Rouge with the fireworks. And I'm just saying it out loud. I really was disappointed. I wasn't expecting what ended up happening. As I counted down to bring the New Year in, I saw all the people lined up along the levee and, you know, getting ready for the fireworks show. And it was like they let me and Mike go on the side of the old state capitol and shoot off fireworks. Like, we went and spent $200 at a tent along the highway and got our own fireworks and shot them off in the air. I was highly disappointed. I just want to say that out publicly. And I think many of the people and families who were lined up along the levee on the Mississippi River were disappointed as well. When everybody counted down, the clock struck zero, and you looked up and nothing happened. And then all of a sudden you hear some noise down the road, and there's some fireworks going off on the side of the building. Some bottle rockets, some Roman candles. That's what it looked like the city of Baton Rouge did this year. What they say, not impressed. Kevin said budget cuts. I get it. Whatever. It was the worst fireworks show I've seen since I've been living here in Baton Rouge, and I've been around for a while. I get it. Maybe, you know, for the people, that was a direct, say, for the folks who didn't vote for the tax or whatever. I don't know. And if it was budget cuts, then it is what it is. But I wasn't impressed at all. Mm-mm. I just want to put that out there. But Happy New Year to everyone out there. I hope you guys brought in a new year. New year, new me. Get your New Year's resolutions. Find something to motivate you in 2026 as we continue to move forward. Find something to obtain as a goal. Have goals for yourself. Set the standard. Set the bar so high for yourself that even if you don't exceed it, you still accomplish something. That's pushing yourself even further within the new year. And I want you guys to do that for yourself because I'm holding myself accountable to do the same. And that is the word this year, accountability. What I learned, And that was a life lesson in terms of what I'm talking about with what happened on New Year's with the fireworks show here in Baton Rouge. I learned something. Expectations. That's the word I'm going to use going into 2026. Expectations. Have expectations for yourself and don't worry about others. See, I was too worried about what the city was going to do and my expectations was high for them. And ultimately, guess what? I let myself down for having high expectations for them. I just have to have expectations for myself. I took a life lesson when that happened to go into 2026 and say, you know what? Worry about yourself. Focus on what you need to focus on and you won't never be let down. That was the best way I had to look at it. Do your part. Do what's necessary and what's asked of you. And long as you handle that part that much, you will never be let down. Because guess what? You're holding yourself accountable for what it is you need to take care of, what it is you need to do. If you're going to sit back and wait on somebody else, if you're going to sit back and allow them to be whatever it is that you look, you'll be let down. You'll be let down. Only you can let you down in 2026. That's it. Only you can let you down in 2026. Use this year to focus on yourself. Use this year to set the expectations high, to set your goals that can be attainable. Use 2026 to be that. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off any longer, and don't push it to nobody else. Do for yourself. And as long as you handle your business and do for yourself and focus on you, everything else will fall into place. How many times have you expected something out of someone else? Job, help, whatever the case may be. And it didn't go as planned. And then you sitting there and you looking crazy saying, you know what? I expected more out of you. I expected better out of you. I realize you can't put that on folks no more. You got to focus on yourself. You got to focus on yourself. And when you focus on yourself, you hold yourself accountable. Accountability is huge when you have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? Is it me? And if it is me, how do I work better? And if it's somebody else, how do I work better with that somebody else? And with accountability comes consequences. Consequences both good and bad. A lot of times there are rewards, and sometimes there aren't rewards. But you have to accept it for what it is. It ain't always going to be good. It ain't always going to be bad. You got to accept it for what it is. Now, how do you go from there is the question. How do you continue to push yourself? Even in the midst of so much good, how do you not become content and say, you know what? There's more to do. And even in the midst of so much bad, how do you not stay down low and say, at some point, I can pull myself out of that? That's how I'm looking at it this year. That fireworks show opened my mind, and I instantly had thought about expectations. So as we move forward in 2026, don't let anybody change what's expected of you from you. And if you do that and focus on you and do your part, you won't be let down. And most likely, in this grand scheme of everything, you won't let anybody down because guess what? You did your part in terms of what you needed to do. And that's all that matters. Do your part. Hold yourself accountable. And with the consequences, whether it's rewards or whether it's not, whether it's good or whether it's bad, find a way to get through it. Solutions. Critical thinker. Finding a way to maneuver through it. Because in 2026, I don't want to hear about your problems all day, every day. I tell people, you got two times to tell me about a problem. The third time, we need to find a solution. Because at this point, you either just like to throw a pity party and you want everybody to feel sorry for you, which it gets old. But we got to work on our mental health. And the first thing in terms of working on your mental health is holding yourself accountable and then being able to find a solution to get past it. I'll give you guys this before we go to break. A couple years ago when COVID happened, I think we all deal with things within our lives, but with as we deal with these things, we find other things to distract us. And for me, it was going out, man. Before COVID, man, I was having a good time, right? I was finding other ways to get over it, to ignore it. But when COVID happened, everything shut down. I had to deal with it firsthand. I used to wake up, and I'm giving you guys this as we get into the new year, because somebody out there, may not be you, but somebody out there may need to hear this before we get into the show today. But I would wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't understand why. And this happened for weeks. And couldn't go back to bed. So I told my mom. My mom was like, you know what? You just need to pray, you know, have your conversations. And, you know, I did that. I still had something I had to deal with. So I got up every day. I went walking. I walked 7 miles in the morning. I listened to jazz. I didn't want to hear nothing with words. And I wanted to hear instruments. And then I had my talks with the universe. I had my talks with myself. And as I had these talks, I had to understand what it was that whatever this was bothering me, that I couldn't move forward. I couldn't shake it. And because I distracted myself for so long, here it is in front of me and there's nothing I can do about it but deal with it. And I dealt with it. And the way things work is I ended up coming across a video that taught how to retrain your brain. Your brain is a computer. You have to update it. It's the same way when you got to update your phone, you got to update your iPad, you got to update your laptop. You got to update things, right? Because then it gets the latest software to be able to keep up with the times. You got to do the same thing with your brain, people. You got to update it. If not, it becomes corrupt. It's full of viruses. It's full of the wrong things that have you thinking the wrong things and not holding yourself accountable for the expectations. And you'll have low expectations because you will feel you cannot obtain these goals, that they're just too far out of reach because you got too much on you. But to go along with this is what I'm saying is this exercise, and I can't even find it to this day, how I came across it, just maybe faith. And maybe this can help you in 2026 because it sure did help me get through the things that I needed to as COVID happened. And I began to check things off my box because, as they say, you get the monkey on your back. The more and more weight you get, the heavier you feel, the lower you go down. And for me, the exercise started with this. Write down your 5 biggest problems in your life right now. Those problems, you know what they are, because every time you get a second to yourself, idle time, your mind instantly go to it. 2 of the biggest things people deal with in life in these days, relationships and finances. Either you don't have enough money to handle something, or there's some form of relationship, whether it's couple, whether it's family. It bothers you all the time once you get done with the distractions of work, kids, and whatever else, and you take that second to yourself, and now your brain instantly goes to that because the brain goes to what's easy, not what's hard. So you write down those 5 things and you have to keep it real with yourself. What are those 5 biggest problems that every time you get a second, they bother you? They disrupt your spirit. You can't focus and you have this sense of just uneasiness because of these problems. Only you know what those problems are. After you write down those 5 problems, write down 5 words that best describe you in the most positive manner that you can think of and keep it real with yourself. Don't lie, but write down, everybody got something positive about him. Even in the midst of all the bad that somebody may have, there could be 5 positive things that for you can describe you. So mind you, 5 biggest problems, your 5 positive words. Now write down 5 solutions to those problems. If it's finances, I may have to get an extra job this year, or I may have to work 2-3 jobs, or whatever the case may be. If it's relationships, I may need to work with communicating better, or I may need to cut somebody out. Whatever the solutions may be, you know what they are because they ultimately will help you fix your problems. in detail, because the thing about writing those solutions are accountability. If it is finances that's bothering you, you got to take a step back and really budget out. What are your expenses? What are you blowing money on? What are you trying to do in order to get yourself out of this situation where every time you find idle time, these are problems that bother you? Then after you write down those five solutions, write down five goals to those solutions. So if it is finances and you cannot save and all you're doing is making just enough money to spend on bills, well, how do I save now? Maybe I want to buy a new couch set. Maybe I want to get a car. Maybe I need a refrigerator. Maybe I want to go on a trip, or maybe I just need to be able to save money. Whatever that is. Now you got five problems, five positive words, five solutions, five goals. Now, here's the trick. It's a discipline. Every time you get yourself and your mind thinks about those problems, and really this is every 15 minutes, what you wrote down in terms of those five problems, five positive words, five solutions, five goals, read it five times every 15 minutes. It's like studying. The more you read it, the more you're starting to let yourself know you won't procrastinate over the problem. You have found solutions and now goals, and motivate yourself by reprogramming your brain by doing those five things five times over and over and over again. And I promise you, you will see a change. But it takes a discipline, because that's accountability. How many people want to hold themselves accountable to their problems, then look at the solutions and then say it's going to be hard work to obtain a goal? That's the discipline to it. It ain't easy. But as I talked about, accountability, and there's consequences, both good and bad. And what you'll realize, the more you start checking off those problems off your box, the more you'll start to feel that weight lift off your shoulders, and you can start to focus a lot better towards things that's in front of you that can help you do a lot better. But if not, life going to bring something to you each and every day that's going to continue to weigh you down. And the more you weigh down, the harder it is to focus, the harder it is to move forward, and life becomes tough. You got to check things off your box. And I got to check this off my box, because we got to go to a break. So let's get ready to go to a break. We come back on this side. Stay tuned. More of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to you. Hey, good morning to everybody listening on Talk 107.3 FM across the Baton Rouge Capital City area. Glad to have you guys with us this morning. Everybody watching on our YouTube channel, on our Facebook Live, good morning to you guys as well. As we start the new year, be sure to keep up with the Jaguar Journal. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. Guess what? YouTube. You can keep up with us across all social media on TikTok, Facebook, X, Instagram. And, man, be sure to subscribe, like, and all those other things. So let's get ready to take another break. When we come back, we'll keep more of the show going. It's the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody out there listening on Talk 107.3 FM live across the Baton Rouge Capital City area, and everybody listening on our YouTube and Facebook. Good morning. I am Perry White. Guess what? As we go into the new year, it's bowl season still. They got the college football playoffs going. A lot of bowls wrapping up on yesterday. And one of the biggest bowls that we know in our space is the Celebration Bowl. And we got my man John Grant, who's the executive director of the Celebration Bowl, as well as the Band of the Year presented by Red Lobster, here with us this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good, man. Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, my friend. We're happy to be here, buddy.
So as you wrap up 2025, of course, when you look over the year, it starts the season in Atlanta in the MEAC SWAC Challenge, in which Southern and North Carolina Central took on each other. And then you move on towards the end of the year, where after all of that, even with the band competition, bands have been judged. You hit the Red Lobster Band of the Year on that Friday night, and then the next day it's the Celebration Bowl. And this year, the winner of the SWAC was the Prairie View A&M Panthers, taking on the winner of the MEAC, the South Carolina State Bulldogs, in a hell of a game that it went to multiple overtimes. And not only that, Southern University's marching band won the Red Lobster Band of the Year by ESPN. And so when you look at all this together, man, let's just first go back for you. As you put a bow and a stamp on this, the MEAC SWAC Challenge Band of the Year and the Celebration Bowl for you in 2025.
Well, what a fantastic year for HBCU college football. We were, you know, able to start, open the college football season here in Atlanta with a great game. With Southern and North Carolina Central, had tremendous ratings, TV ratings, viewership for that game, to lead into a tremendous season this year which was a great season for both the MEAC and the SWAC conferences, and two wonderful programs coming out of that season to make it, you know, to Atlanta to compete for the national championship here at the Celebration Bowl, which, you know, was an epic game in itself with four overtimes, the most in, you know, most overtimes for any bowl game this season. So excited about that. And then, you know, you put a cherry on top with the national championship for Division I and Division II marching bands, where you have Fayetteville State taking on Miles College, with Miles College repeating as the Division II national champions, and with the Southern University Human Jukebox taking on the Florida A&M Marching 100, who were the defending champions, and, you know, Southern bringing home a national championship to Baton Rouge, along with our two high schools with Westlake, who took on New Manchester, and Westlake coming out on top of that as the Metro Atlanta High School Band of the Year. So what a fantastic year for HBCUs.
And, you know, I love the Band of the Year. New Manchester, that's my daughter's school out in Atlanta. And, you know, it was great to watch the high school bands. It was great to watch Division II, because a lot of times, especially in my realm, I don't get a chance to see, as they say, the smaller or the Division II bands a lot. But when you talk about the powerhouses of Southern and FAMU, FAMU were the defending champion. Southern came in and upset them as being the defending champion. Then you look at Prairie View, and you look at South Carolina State. Now, let's talk about, first of all, for Southern University as a band that won the Band of the Year. What does that mean in the grand scheme of things, John Grant?
Look, there's never been this type of opportunity for bands of any kind to engage in a season-long effort to get to a national championship. And this is just the third year of ESPN events launching this event, which we did in 2022. So to see what we're seeing today, I mean, we're actually seeing band programs actually improving as a result of this process. I can say it, Perry, and I'm not a band person without a doubt. And we have experts who are on the committee who adjudicate these bands in the process. But from a layman's sense, I can tell you I have learned a lot about bands and about, you know, what goes into the making of an excellent band program. And I had never seen Southern University perform a show like they performed here in Atlanta. Just like last year, I had not seen Florida A&M when they won the national title. I'd never seen them perform a show the way that they performed last year to secure the title. And the same thing with Miles College, who won back-to-back. I mean, this is a tremendous opportunity for both. I've seen Southern has sent out what their national championship rings are going to look like. And you think about that. Band members getting national championship rings, as Miles did with their team, with their program last year, so did Florida A&M last year, and so did North Carolina A&T, who were winners before that. It's amazing, and it's really rewarding to see how these young people respond when you were there when they called out their name, their school name, as the winner of their division. It's just incredible.
Let me talk about the game itself, viewership, right? We always talk about the attendance, but for you, viewership is king, because the money is made in marketing when people are turning their televisions on across the nation and being able to watch the first bowl game of the bowl season.
That's correct. Look, when you think about sports in general and the revenue that's generated in sports, it's driven by television. I mean, that is the fact of the modern sports revenue model. And you see it whether it's in professional sports, you see it now in collegiate sports, and you're seeing now that you see more high school games being televised now than ever before. So the idea that eyeballs and viewership are driving the revenue generation around sports is nothing new. It's new for us to wrap our heads around it in the HBCU space. But, the Celebration Bowl, the MEAC SWAC Challenge have been leaders in that in terms of viewership, you know, for a number of years.
You know, I saw something that said it's a diverse audience that is watching. Give us the numbers that you have of the viewership and what type of audience and where is this audience watching amongst and around the country?
Well, I don't have the exact breakdown of the numbers in front of me, Perry, but I can tell you that, and these are just approximates, so ask your fans not to hold me to exact numbers because I don't have them in front of me. But you're probably looking at over 60% of the viewers, 60 to 65% of the viewers who watch the Celebration Bowl this year are on are Caucasian white. About 25% of your viewership are non-Hispanic black, and then you're going to have about 4 to 7%, somewhere in that range, are going to be Hispanic, and then you're going to have about 3% that are, you know, non-Hispanic other, which includes all the other racial mix for that. So, but that's not unusual. As a matter of fact, you want that. So most people think because this is an HBCU game that we're the only ones watching. Listen, if that were the case, we'd probably be off television because the numbers aren't there to support it.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a broad viewership base, there's no way there are enough just African-Americans alone. Almost every one of them, 100% of them, would have to be watching this game, and that's not the case. So the numbers that we have are really reflective of the numbers across most sports that are televised.
You know, as we move forward, John Grant, what is the future of the Celebration Bowl and the MEAC SWAC Challenge in 2026 along with the Band of the Year?
Very good question, Perry. I get asked this question a lot. Next year, let's start with the MEAC SWAC Challenge because we have Alabama A&M will be facing Howard University, who, you know, they're bringing in a new coach at Howard. So we'll be opening the season with that matchup. And then with everything that's happening, you know, transfer portal is open today.
Mm-hmm.
And so with everything that's happening, we're already seeing movement among some of the powerhouse HBCU programs. We know that there's going to be movement among across the board with people bringing in talent. So we're excited to see what the year is going to look like and who will actually make it to Atlanta this year for the Cricket Celebration Bowl to compete for the national championship. We know our focus, Perry, is going to be on how do we make sure we're creating the best experience and elevating the experience from last year to this year for the athletes, for the fans, and the viewers.
You know, I guess for Southern fans, look, we hoping we can get there one day. We've been we've been waiting, John Grant. Well, hopefully Marshall Faulk can lead us to the promised land.
I was going to say, you guys are stoking the fire right now. I've been following it. And let me tell you what I believe. This is just me that's going to be a big help for Southern University. And that is you have 100% buy-in at the top of the tree. I mean, your board of trustees, board of advisors for Southern University appear to be all in on this. And your board chair, I've listened to him on several interviews, is 100% in. He has the right views for what it takes to be a top-notch program, and they're committing the resources to do that, and this hire with Marshall Faulk is a good start to that. Now, of course, you got to coach games, and he's got to get players. And so I know there's a lot of optimism at Southern University right now. I hope that Southern University right now, as they're going into setting ticket prices for the next season, realize, hey, we need to move the prices up a little bit to meet market demand because the market demand is going to be there. And then backing it up with wins on the field.
I hope we can get those wins on the field and find our way to that Mercedes-Benz Stadium and play for a Celebration Bowl, because we watched everybody else around us do it, from FAMU to Jackson State to Alcorn to Grambling, and now Prairie View. There's no way Southern University, with the tradition and the legacy of our program, has not been there. We got to get there so we can be a part of this amazing event. John Grant, thank you for coming on this morning. And for everybody out there, he is the executive director of the MEAC Swag Challenge, the Red Lobster Band of the Year, as well as the Cricket Celebration Bowl. So thank you for taking the time, John, this morning and being able to talk to the people and update us and letting us know how things went and what to look forward to in 2026.
Thank you so much, Perry. We appreciate you having us. And, oh, by the way, if the football team wants to know how to get here, talk to Dr. Kendrick Taylor and the human jukebox, because they found the way.
Started in the A and ended in the A with a championship. You're right.
They did. So they know the way.
Thank you, John Grant.
All right, my friend.
All right, let's get ready to take a break, everybody. We'll come back and continue more of the Jaguar Journal. All right, everybody, we're back. It's the Jaguar Journal. Good morning to everybody. I'm Perry White. Good morning to everybody listening across the Baton Rouge Capital City area on 107.3 FM, and everybody watching on our YouTube and Facebook Live across the country and the world. Good morning to you. And as we continue to keep the day going this morning, we got a very special guest. She's no stranger to the show. She's the head softball coach over at Southern University, Coach Brittany Williams. Good morning, Coach Williams.
Good morning.
You up? You ready?
I'm up.
All right, that's what I'm talking about. She's up and ready, and guess what? Talking about getting ready and getting up, Southern University softball has a big camp coming up, and talk to us about that camp for everybody out there. Somebody coming into the new year may not know about it, and they may have somebody out there, a young person, that they want to get over there to Southern University and be a part of the culture that you're creating with that program.
Yes, we have a camp coming up January 17th. It's for all ages. We have a mini camp for ages 5 to 12, and then we have a prospect camp from ages 13 on up. So we encourage everybody to come out.
So you talk about the camp. Give us some information. If I'm listening on the radio this morning or I'm watching on social media, and no matter where I'm at, I say, you know what, that sounds interesting. How do I then go forward to be a part of this? What is the process?
Yes, it's very simple. We do have a website that has all our camp dates on there. So it's SouthernUTotalCamp.com. So you go to that website, and then and then you can find the camp that you're interested in, pay right there, and it gives you like all the information, times, what to bring, what to wear. It'll even give you a contact just in case you have some more questions as well.
Let me ask you this. As you come into the new year for you, what are some of the goals as you build off of last year's season, in which Southern softball saw you did some things you have not done in some years? So what do you go from here as you continue to build and move forward?
Man, we have a strong foundation. The culture is set. The mindset is there. So you just try to do better than the last year. So our goal this year is to come out on top, of course. Win our side, and eventually go on to win the tournament.
When you look at softball coming in this year and you're talking about, you know, taking it on to the next level, what does that look like for softball? How do you take softball to the next level and build from what you did last year to come out on top?
I mean, for us, the coaching staff, it was pretty simple. We had one of the top defenses in the SWAC, East and West Side, had one of the top people in the circle, pitching staff. So defense was solid. So we went in and, got some people out the portal that could hit. Also developed the ones that were already there into a system that we feel is a more aggressive style offensive system. And we've been working on that and perfecting that. And I'm just excited to see it, come to pass in the games that we have coming up, because the girls are excited. They love the new offensive system, and they love pushing themselves and moving quickly. So I'm excited to use it against the competition.
You know, as you talk about using it against the competition, for you, we moving forward. Happy New Year, first of all, to you, and happy holidays. Any changes to your coaching staff?
Yes, we did add Alex Stevens to our staff. She's a hitting guru, so she's the one that kind of implemented that offensive system and is developing our power hitters. So you should see a ton of more home runs from us this year. So, yeah, Alex is doing a great job.
Well, Coach, before you're ready to get out of here, one more time, give us the information for everybody out there to find out about this camp, get involved in this camp, and when is this camp going to take place?
Yes, it's SouthernUtotalCamp.com. It's January 17th, and it'll be Saturday morning, so from 9 to 12. Like I said, we're all age groups. We're going to do these camps more often. We're going to do some hitting underneath the light. Our goal is to really develop players around the area, our local kids that, you know, dream to go to Southern or just want to perfect their skills. Like, we're here to grow the game. So we make our camps affordable so that you can come often and get the same skill set.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you for coming on this morning and taking the time to promote this camp coming up. And good luck to you guys as you move forward into 2026 and get things kicked off for you guys. And thank you once again for taking the time.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
All right, everybody, let's get ready to take a break. We're going to the top of the hour. We come back on the other side. We're going to talk some Southern University men and women's basketball taking on Texas Southern today. The women already took on Prairie View on last week on Thursday, and the men will take on Prairie View on Monday. So you guys stay tuned with us. We'll be back. More of the Jaguar Journal.